What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Verzi Effect podcast show. My name is Paul Verzi. You guys are listening to episode 509. I don't know what's going on. I didn't see the other episode go up. Whatever. Either way, I'm here. We're doing another podcast. It'll be out. How the hell is everybody doing? First off, right out of the gate, I want to thank everybody who came out to Philadelphia last night, a Wednesday night. Okay. COVID is, you know, around, that Delta variant's lingering. It's a Wednesday night. And, you know, here we are just, a couple of days away from doing the special, and you guys came out, let me run the material. I had such a great time. So thanks to all the amazing fans of Philadelphia. There were diehards there. It was so cool. People came out alone to see me, you know, and again, so I really thank you for on a Wednesday night, man. It was a really good time, and probably the closest the hour has been to really where I want it. So, you know, we're going to fine tune it the next couple of shows and then get ready for Saturday. So thank everybody there. I'll tell you guys how I woke up today, everybody. I almost had a cigar in Philadelphia last night and I decided not to. And that was a good decision. Do you want to know why? Because I was getting a little bit of a cold. I was getting sick. I wasn't feeling well. Also, my hernia has been hurting me. My neck issue has been hurting me. All kinds of shit has been bugging me. And I have to put that aside this week and get ready for, you know, this busy weekend. Is something on my chin? There we go. Anyway, it's probably driving you nuts too. You're like, Paul, it's right there. It's right there on the left. It's right there on the left. What I was going to say was, so it's been a crazy week and I'm not feeling, you know, physically perfect. Shows are going great, but I decided to go home. Help me, because if I would have had a cigar, it would have hurt the throat. The cold would have sucked and it would have just made everything worse. So I'm like, I'm going to go home after driving to Philly and back almost like instantly, like went to Philly, got out of the car, was on stage within 40 minutes less. And then, you know, did an hour and then got in the car and drove home, got home to New York around 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I'm going to get rest. I need rest. And I'm laying in bed and I'm relaxing. And I take a little while to fall asleep because I just had a long drive and I'm chilling out and I'm going to get some rest. And I finally fall asleep and I don't get that many hours. And all of a sudden I'm laying in bed comfortably. And I hear my wife go to my son, Lucas, did you put a fake snake in the bathroom? Okay. I'm going to repeat that. Lucas, did you put a fake snake in the bathroom? Okay. My son goes, no. And I just hear steps towards where I am. And my wife opens the door nearly in tears. And she's going, Paul, I just saw a baby snake. It's not big. It's small. I know you're tired, but you have. And I'm going, what? And she goes, you got to go. And I'm going, fuck. What? And I'm going, are you sure it was a snake? That's how tired I was that I actually said to my wife, are you sure you saw a snake, as if it would be another thing that resembled a reptile with no arms or legs. Are you sure it was a snake, babe? Are you sure that that's what you saw? So she's going, please. So I go down there. I'm looking in the bathroom. I don't find it. Okay. I don't find it anywhere. I'm just like, I just wanted to take the snake and go, you fucking woke me up, dick, and just threw it in the woods. Okay. So I got to call pest control. They come, they don't find it. They're like, was your garage door open? We're like, yeah, sometimes. Well, it could have got in. We put some traps. It might've left and just whatever. So I woke up to a panicky, freaking out wife, almost in tears. And I get it. When I was younger, my mom heard a rattle in her craft room and one was coiled up. She's hysterical crying, telling my stepfather we're moving. They had to like seal up every hole. It was nuts. Here's the thing. When you live in the woods, when you live in the country, shit like that's going to happen. But when you are exhausted and run down, the last thing you want to hear is your wife open the bedroom door and go, there's a snake in the bathroom. You got to get up. I could think of very few worse wake up calls than there's. And listen, I'm not a big snake guy. All right. Anything with no arms or legs that opens its mouth like that and fucking, I'm not, you know, They're fast. It's like a one big muscle that's shaped like a belt. It's fucking creepy. It's scary. All that shit. So, how's your day going, guys? That's how I woke up today. So this is going to be a short podcast. Okay. It's going to be a short one because I got to get going. I have to, I have a lot of stuff to do this week, but I wanted to put something out there for you and all of you diehard TVE listeners, because the numbers at TVE are growing big. You guys are watching it. What's going on? Nicki Minaj is kind of fucking shitting on people in the news, man. Nicki Minaj is basically saying, oh, I can't have my own opinion about the vaccination because it doesn't fit the left narrative. And then people are going at her and she's going back and she's saying some shit that's going on. That's a little refreshing and cool to see, just to see, like, not even taking a political side, just to see, oh, all right. But whatever, man, I'm talking about the vaccination on stage. So you're going to have to come to my comedy show, my special this weekend. I'm running it two times Friday night at Levity Live, and the special will be taped Saturday. So you will see what I think about the vaccination during that. Also, shout out to my haters. There's like, I'm getting such positive love on the net, but there's always like 5-10% of haters. Shout out to the haters that don't like me, that don't like me don't like seeing me do well, all that stuff. Love you guys. That means you're taking effort and time to type things about me. So, you know, that means you're a fucking loser. So that's cool. And let's see here. All right. Anyway, yeah. So I just found out that literally as I'm doing this, I just found out that the video of my last TVE did not go up, but the audio did. So you're going to basically get two this week back to back. There you go. So it's like a double whammy. Sorry about that. But if you listen to the audio, you got that. What else is going on in the news? You know what? It's so nice to do, guys. It's so nice to like not give a shit. Like, if you think about it, right? I thought about this the other day. You know, people that go to their favorite news channel, they go to CNN, they go to Fox, they go to MSN, they go to C-SPAN, all these different places, right? And they go and they watch it. You know what I realize? It's just going to always be the same. If you fast forward life 10, 15 years from now, you'll just see that same person, God willing, they're still around. You'll see that same person just sitting there watching that same channel, either shaking their head like this or nodding their head like this. I'm not going to be a part of that robot brainwashing shit. Okay. I will tell you what I did this week, and I implore all of you to do this. I think it will make your nights and life better. And I think this is the first time for me that this happened. RIP to Norm MacDonald. One of the regrets I have in my career. I now have a regret in my career. One of the only regrets that I have. In my regrets, I've got a few. Then again, oh no, I've got a, what does he say? Then again, too few to mention. Whatever, I fucked that up, guys. I'm whatever. Anyway, one regret that I have now is that I did not meet Norm MacDonald. Mutual friends have told me how great he was. He was funny to talk to about gambling and sports. He was such a sweet person, how funny he was, how unique his voice was, how original his voice was. But then I did something that I think all of you guys should do. Whether you think you like him or not, whether you think he was funny or not, trust me on this. If you like me, you like my show, you like what I'm about, trust me on this one. I'm asking you to trust me. And then you can reach out and say, Paul, I did what you said and you were right or you were wrong. In that case, I'll be like, my bad. All right. I knew the thing he did on the ESPYs where he said to Charles Woodson, you know, is the only first defensive player to ever win the Heisman Trophy. And Charles, that is something they could never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. And the whole place was like, oh my God, right? The ESPY Awards. Ken Griffey Jr.'s face. Then the thing he did on The View with Barbara Walters and Sherry Shepherd and Joy Bayer when he goes, I just want like no homicide in the White House, you know, just like no killing. And they go, what are you talking about? And he goes, oh, Clinton killed a guy. And they were like, no, you can't say that. And he goes, I thought it was a record, like on record. And dude, he would. And then his Conan appearances, all of these things he did when he was sitting next to the blonde woman from her name is slipping my mind, Melrose Place. And she was doing a movie with Carrot Top called like Chairman of the Board. And he was fucking with her about like how it was going to stink. And I don't even want to give it away. Just guys, I'm telling you this right now. Take my, if you like me as a person, as a comedian, take my opinion on this. Lay in bed whenever you have some time, whenever you're scrolling through your phone with nothing to do, take some time and go down the Norm Macdonald rabbit hole. And you will see a man that was not only hilarious and original, but vulnerable, sweet. You could just an amazing person. And I'm sick that I can't meet him. I'm actually bothered by it because after seeing too what he did, I would just want to tell him. I would just want to say, Norm, we never met. We have mutual friends, but I got to tell you, like this, this, and this were some of the most amazing, original, comedic things I've ever seen. And you know, there are certain things that like when people say to me, Paul, you know, I'll get real with you guys a little bit here. It's like when people say like, Paul, like what, you know, who did you meet or who, what do you want to say to this person? What would you do in this situation? Have you met, has somebody been mean to you? Has somebody, well, I'll tell you what I want to do. I wanted to meet Rodney. That never happened. Rickles would have been cool, but that never happened. But Norm was somebody now that I'm like, man, I wish that happened. You know, another thing that I would want to do is, you know, something happened with Chris Rock. You guys know that. I was at a party. He looked at me and I just completely bitched out. And then he walked past me in Madison Square Garden after I killed. And he said I killed, but didn't say it to me. And we walked and looked at each other. And I thought he was going to say something. He didn't. So I have this thing with Chris Rock where Chris Rock, I just maybe one day, you know, just because of those things when I was like the first time younger and then this time at the Garden in 2018. So just because of those things, I'd like to eventually have a conversation with him. Plus his mom was in the audience one time when I was in South Carolina and she was cool. And their younger brother, Jordan, was hosting. I will tell Adam Sandler that the song that he did for Chris Farley was one of the most beautiful things ever, touching things ever and amazing. That's something that I would tell Sandler. Again, we have mutual friends. I don't have many of these, but those are the ones that stick with me. You know, and any comedians listening to this, if you see somebody do something great and you're afraid, go up to them and just tell them it's great, man, just so you know you did. You know, and if they're a dick, they're a dick. But if it's something that you really feel, because like I could never tell Norm that the thing that he did at the ESPYs was the greatest thing I've ever heard an award host do. I could never say that thing you did on The View was one of the greatest things ever. So that bugs me. But all of those things now. And if there's a silver lining is people will see them. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that maybe didn't know all of Norm Macdonald's stuff, but go online and watch it. So that's my tribute to him. RIP Norm Macdonald. So funny, so original, and a true big, big, true loss for the comedy community. And in my opinion, the world. So there you have that. It's brutal. And to be battling cancer for 9 years and not tell anybody is like, it's just so honorable. And, you know, it's just, you know, didn't want any pity, just dealt with it. And horrible, man. So thoughts and prayers to his family, friends and all that. Where do you go from there? So anyway, guys, I'm doing a special Saturday. I hope you come out Saturday night. No, man, I'm just, it's been a busy week trying to get my, everything going, everything right. And, I'm just going to go out there and have a good time. So if you didn't get your tickets, now some dates are off the books. So now there's only a couple things to go and get. All right. If you can't make Saturday, you can make Levity Live tomorrow night. Saturday, I'm shooting the special at Levity Live in West Nyack. One show, this is in 2 days, guys. One show at 7 and one show. Well, of course, it'll be one show at 7. That'll be two shows at 7. Two shows, 7 and 9:45 Saturday, September the 18th. October 22nd, I will be in Boston, the Wilba Kid. All right, tickets are going. There's tickets available still. Get your tickets, kid. It's a little over a month away. It's going to be fucking piss up. Do the Wilbur. It's going to be a great time. Hope those people come out. But yeah, man. And then you know what's weird? I'll tell you guys what's weird about doing a special is it's like you build a house and then you knock it down and then you got to start. Then you got to start over. But I have so much material with this new hour that there's going to be some things I hold back and just work on for the next hour. Not everything is going to make the cut, so to speak. So that's where I'm at. You're like just putting this together and just having such a good time with it. I just did an Instagram live and people were being dicks going, dude, there's a snake behind you. It is a little weird, like, and unnerving to know that there's just like a baby snake. And then you're like, where's the mother? They did put traps and pest control came and put stuff where the snake would come. So, but it's just a little, you know, because that's what we need, everybody. That's what you need when you're tired and you need to rest and you have a big weekend. You need to go to sleep and put your head in a pillow and lay down in bed and think about a fucking snake that could be slithering around your house. Just the word slither is just the word slither. It's there's something so it's like graceful, but evil, you know, like swinging is graceful and nice. Slithering is just it's fucking. Oh, man, freaks me out, man. Snakes are no joke. That's why that movie Snakes on a Plane was so brilliant. Let's talk a little football and then I do have to run. So I'm sorry to make this one short, but like I said, you're going to get video. You're going to get doubled up. The New York Giants, I'm picking them. I already picked them on anything better. I just like their chances tonight. I think that they got booed out of their own building. I think Washington has a backup quarterback. I think Daniel Jones got sick of the questions all week. I think Saquon Barkley is going to come back. I think the Giants defense is going to be pissed. And I think we beat Washington. That's where I'm going with that. So I'm excited. That was a surprise. Two surprises today. Snake in the bathroom, finding out the Giants are playing. For some reason, I've been running around so much, I thought it was Sunday night. It's tonight, Thursday night. It's always nice when you're like, oh, I could watch the game tonight, but I still have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do, guys. What jokes do I cut? What jokes make the cut? Are you going to be there Saturday? You should be. I'm going to tell you this. If you're listening to this and you're in the building Saturday, okay, you're going to get the best of me. So I want the best of you. Oh. what the fuck else? What else, man? Did I tell the Penn State story here? I don't know if I told the Penn State story. We went to Penn State last weekend, had a great time. And if I told this or you heard this, I'm sorry. But if you didn't hear it, this is for you. If you did, you could fast forward. I just got to tell it again because it was told on a couple of different podcasts, I think. But it's such a great story. We go to Penn State, me and Joe Bartnick. Now, I haven't opened for Bill Burr. I haven't opened for Bill Burr in years. Okay. We do a podcast together now because we're dear friends, but I haven't opened for him in years. So we like to do a football game and we maybe jump on one show and whatever. So Joe Bartnick and I, we're going to the Penn State football game. We're going to open for Bill in the basketball arena they have for the college. And then we were going to go the next day to see Penn State play Ball State, right? So we go there and we wake up in the morning after the show. Show was great. You know, we got a cigar going and we're having some drinks and we're getting ready to go into the stadium. We go into the stadium. Our field pass puts us in the end zone. If you saw my Instagram story, we walk through the tunnel where the players walk and we're standing in the end zone and all the players are in their warmups, just running like an hour before the game. They don't even have pads on, but they're all there right next to us, 2 feet from us. They're running, right? So finally the crowd starts going nuts. The players of Penn State start running through the tunnel to go put their pads on and get ready for the game. And everyone's cheering. And one guy, like I'm on the field. So one player almost runs me over and looks at Bartnick, like, don't worry, I had your boy. I wasn't going to run him over. And then we look and we just see them all running. And Joe's back is to the tunnel. So he sees them coming. And one player, as he's just sprinting, looks at Joe. Okay. Just looks at Joe and stops and was like taken back that he saw Joe. And me and Bill are there, and it's like some left tackle defensive tackle. And he just walks up and he hits Joe in the back. And all of a sudden they go, "Hey, how you doing?" And they hug. And I'm going, "Oh shit, man, hey, where do they know each other from?" And I'm going, "Wow, Joe's talking to a player." And the player goes, "Oh my God, I'm so happy you're here." And Bartnik says, "So am I." Bartnik, he's got glasses on, big thick mustache, a hat. He's drunk, high. He's fucked up out of, he's not fucked up, but like he's, you know, he's feeling good. And the guy goes, "I'm so happy you're here." And Joe goes, "So am I." And they hug. And the guy goes, "Why didn't you tell me you were coming?" And Joe just goes, "I don't know." They're hugging, embracing. He goes, "Oh, it's so great, blah, blah, be in touch." And then the player turns around and runs in the tunnel. So me and Bill look at Joe and we go, "Oh my God, dude, that's amazing. Dude, was that? Oh, that's amazing. Is that like a comedy fan? Is that maybe that guy knows you from Pittsburgh?" And Joe just goes, "I have no idea who the fuck that was." And we were crying, laughing. Because the kid goes, "I'm so happy you're here." Bart goes, "So am I." And then I'm thinking that Joe is just drunk and high or whatever. And a player is happy he's there. And I think they know each other from Pittsburgh. The guy looked at Joe like Joe saved his family out of a fire. It was like, so this must have been some coach that changed this kid's life that resembles Joe. And now he thinks he's there. And then he says, "Why did you tell me you were coming?" Joe's like, "I don't know." Dude, we've been crying about this for a week because that guy probably called somebody and goes, "Man, it's so great to see you there." The guy's like, I don't fuck you. You know, like you don't know if they had a falling out. And then the guy came, like, I just don't know what happened. All I know is the embrace they had was so genuine. And for Joe to not know the guy was incredible. It was really, really incredible. But we had a great time there. Put money on Penn State. They covered, it was 22.5 and they covered that. They're playing Ball State, you know? So, but anyways, I really appreciate you guys, man. It's been a short episode this week just because I got to get going. I have some things to do. So this has been TVE 509, a quick one, but 508 and 509 will release together on YouTube. So you guys will be able to see them back to back or just get more TVE for your buck. Please continue to like and review, write reviews about TVE. Get TVE everywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes. Tell a friend if they like me on anything better with Burr and they want to just hear me, come check it out, man. It's a place where I just bullshit, talk to you guys, tell stories like that. And, you know, going to have more guests. But like I said, man, right now I'm just in the traveling and doing so much. So I hope to see you guys at a show. I hope to see you at Levity Live this weekend. I hope to see you at, you know, the Wilbur in Boston. And if you want to make my special this Saturday, there's only 2 days left and limited tickets now. So if you want to get in the building, do it. You can get it at paulverzi.com or levitylive.com. You guys are the best. I will talk to you soon and I will keep you updated on the snake. Take care.